illuminated momentarily in the conical white glow of the truck's headlamps. Other nights, lost in the tinny music over the radio, or lost in his thoughts, he forgot to look at it altogether. On a cold and windswept November night, Tom was headed home. The weather had begun to turn, and the trees had lost most of their foliage, and the moon hung low, big, and orange. Fallen leaves, brittle as ancient papyrus, flittered across the highway. All the surrounding farm fields, shorn down to the earth for the coming winter, were in darkness. There was not much out here on this drive between the factory and Tom's rented apartment above the hardware store on Main Street. Flashing by the windows on the drive were a few barns, stark yard lights aglow, some grain silos, an abandoned one-room schoolhouse from long ago, and the infrequent farmhouse cast in darkness, all the inhabitants long asleep. There was a small cemetery, too. Hinkston's Crossing, at the intersection of County Highway X and Hinkston Road. A stitching of black wrought iron fence, with little sharp points at the top of each post, surrounded the perfectly square graveyard. Cement and marble headstones, some new, most time-worn, dotted the tiny, well-manicured parcel of earth. On that November night, when Tom drove past the small wooden